Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Episode 32, balancing your overall health and well-being with health kinesiologist India Madhuri. Welcome to the Alternatively Healthy podcast. I am your host, Becky Rabin, personal trainer, wellness coach, and founder of online wellness magazine, Alternatively Healthy. This is your high vibe, soul soothing weekly dose of wellness. Each week, I will be getting up close and personal, bringing you conversation and insight with some of the wellness industry's most renowned health practitioners, coaches, experts, and thought leaders from around the world. Through our podcast, we hope to give you all the information, resources, and tools that you need to help shape the healthiest and happiest version of you. India is founder of IM Health and Wellbeing, and she is a qualified health kinesiologist and holistic wellbeing practitioner, specializing in women who suffer from conditions as far-reach as IBS, stress, anxiety, chronic fatigue, allergy, and skin problems. India is passionate about transforming the relationship her clients have with their mind, body, and soul, so they can claim their potential, heal themselves from disease, and start pursuing a happy, balanced life. Hi, India.
Hello.
Hiya. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited. I feel very privileged.
For anyone listening to this, you might have noticed there's a bit of a theme for this series of the podcast. We're going in a slightly new direction, and a direction that's just naturally happening. And actually, this episode itself follows on very nicely from a lot of the work we've been doing around talking about energy and our overall health, and how actually a lot of what we think in terms of our health is to do with the physical is actually not so much to do with, well, it is, but not the external physical that we think. So I'm super excited to have India here today, because she is someone that I work very closely with. Mm-hmm. She's a very, very good friend of mine, and I actually see her myself as a kinesiologist. I've been really open and honest, if you guys follow me on Instagram, about exactly the work that we have done. And I'm going to do actually a big review on it when this episode goes live. But I mean, oh my God, India, you have helped me with so much stuff. It's like endless. It is endless. And I have literally like been shouting to the cows come home just how much this work this lady does is incredible and has completely taken me back. So I guess, firstly, obviously, I've kind of introduced you and I've done your bio for the podcast, but I'd love to just understand a little bit more about you and give my audience a background of how you've ended up working in doing what you're doing right now, what your background is with health, and what kind of interested you in the area of energy and health kinesiology, which we will go into explaining.
Wow. Well, if you are looking at me through my teens, even through my early 20s, and then you see me now, there's not one person that would be like, oh my gosh, India, she's so holistic and so into health, because I was the complete opposite of health. I did a hell of a lot of drugs and I drank a whole lot and I was very, very confused. But I worked super, super hard, and like I started off in the fashion world, and through those stresses, because there's a lot of stress in the fashion world, I developed IBS. I had severe candida, which came out in quite severe thrush quite a lot of the time. I was in and out of the doctors. I mean, really, they're not like life-threatening diseases, but they are ailments that can really, really overpower your whole life. And I was deeply, deeply unhappy with that. And it just happened that through going to the doctors and talking about it to people, I stumbled across a health kinesiologist myself, and I started to have health kinesiology sessions. And I then was just talking about it with my friends and always relaying the information that I got and helping my friends move on from their problems. And one day I woke up and I just thought, why didn't I do this? Mm. And I did. So I trained alongside my fashion job and I've gone full time really a year and a half. I've been practicing for the last 3 years, but I left the fashion world a year and a half ago. So that's how I came
about. That's why you're here. And it's really interesting as well that you talk about those kind of ailments, because I feel like, I mean, I've done enough of these podcasts. I'm as close to my audience as I possibly can be, and knowing that a lot of them have IBS, gut health issues, allergies, intolerances. And essentially, like, most of them will know that I've been brought up with the worst case of all of those issues. And obviously, you know me more than anyone else in terms of the amount of stuff we've had to release and overcome and deal with. And we'll go into that. But for anyone who is listening, things like food intolerances, actually, it wasn't the first thing that we ever dealt with, was it? It was hormone imbalances, allergies, a lot of toxins. These are the sort of things that we've really worked to uncover in working with each other. So in a nutshell, what is health kinesiology? Because I always explain it to people and I'm like, it's energy, it's balancing out your chakras, like it's getting rid of trapped emotions. But what actually is the definition of what health kinesiology really is?
The way we look at it, we balance the flow of energy around the whole body. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you came in because you really were worried about your hormone imbalance.
Yeah.
And also allergies. But with that, we have covered so many other things. And it's almost sort of in a nutshell, you come in for one reason, but it balances out everything else that you didn't even necessarily think that it was able to help. Kinesiology as a whole, there's different types of kinesiology. We all use a technique called muscle testing, where you test a muscle and the muscle, you push on it lightly, the muscle will either respond, it will become weak, or it become locked. And through this technique, you can find out exactly what the body needs and when it needs it. So the other kinesiology types, they test muscles all over the body, your arms, your legs, in different ways. Whereas health kinesiology, we use that muscle testing just as a tool to ask the body yes or no questions. If you think your body has a blueprint of everything that's happened in your life, so your conscious has forgotten it, but your subconscious, it reminds you of everything, it remembers everything.
Yeah.
So using the muscle testing, I can tap into that blueprint, find out what exactly the body needs, when it needs it, and how to unblock the certain energy blockages that have caused the hormone imbalance, for example, or the IBS. And it's very much a therapy where we don't really dwell on the past, but we use that to move forward. And it's a self-healing technique, really.
And if I think for people listening to this, like, I've spoken to so many people, honestly, everyone always says to me, like, your skin looks amazing at the moment, how? And you look like you've lost weight, how? And I always say, look, I've changed quite a few things as part of my life, and I've really mastered my diet, and I've incorporated less stress, and I meditate and stuff like that. But I do wholeheartedly think it's to do with a lot of the work that we have done together. And I think when I'm explaining it to people, I'm like, I can't explain it. It's all about, essentially, as you said, it's our body's energy, right? And things getting trapped. I'm starting to learn how powerful our energy is. And there's been a few episodes where I've had shamans on board and meditation teachers who are all saying, you know, like, we get cancer because of an energy block, because we've got that energy block because we've been holding on to something for years. And I really believe that this is where the industry is going.
Yeah.
What is it about energy that is so important? And how is it possible that we can master elements of our health just based on purely like removing energy or balancing out energy?
Well, we could be sitting here for hours. But we all need a little bit of help here and there. There's so many environmental stresses, psychological stresses, physical stresses in this modern day that we get. Primarily, our bodies are so clever that we can heal ourselves. But with all the environmental stress, psychological stress, you know, you name it, that's what causes the blocks. And sometimes you just need a little bit of helping hand to unblock the energy and just sort of push it in the areas where it needs to go. So health kinesiology, for example, is a fantastic way of doing that. But also meditations, exercise, not necessarily hard hit exercise, movement, just, you know, calisthenics is amazing. All of these combine the energy flow of the body and it just gets it moving again. So when you just think about, if you're sitting at home and all day you don't really do anything, you become really stagnant, you don't feel well. But when you go out, you get some fresh air.
Yeah.
It's that sort of concept of just keeping the energy flowing again. We'll start the energy flowing again. And, you know, it's not our fault necessarily all the time. You could be eating all the right things, you could be exercising perfectly and taking all the right supplements, but yet you still have a bloated stomach or you yeah. still get those migraines. I always explain this, our bodies are like onions. So you know, you just need to peel away a few of the layers of the onion to get to the root core of the situation. And those are the energy layers of different layers of blockages that are stopping the supplements getting to the right place. A lot of the time people are buying supplements, taking supplements, but they're not actually going where they need to go. So they're not yeah. actually doing anything. Whereas with energy healers, that's where you have that little extra helping hand to peel away those layers for the supplements to get to where they need to get to.
So it's essentially what your body is saying to you, because there is a spiritual element to this where we've had conversations yeah. and you've been like, I'm really getting the feeling that you need to come in, or arguably you're waiting for the body to tell you the answer, right? Or is there an element yeah, of intuition and spirituality that kind of comes into it from your end as a healer?
As a health kinesiologist, we are trained to listen to the body. So mm-hmm. for example, you come in saying you've got hormonal problems and IBS. I won't then go, oh, I think you might need this, this and this. You will get to the therapy's couch and I will muscle test you and I will find out what your body says it needs.
Yeah.
But alongside that, I have developed my spirituality, and I do get intuition and it does guide me through the session because I have a lot of help from above. Mm-hmm. But as spiritual as the client wants it, you know, I tailor it to each specific needs. You can't really get away from it. For as a practitioner, I do get a lot of help.
Yeah. What areas of the body does health kinesiology really focus on? So obviously together we have worked on, initially it was my hormones, and that was the first thing that came up for us. And within one session, I just felt in my body like my hormones had completely changed, and my skin within 2 days had completely cleared up and I had acne for a year. So what areas are there that you can focus on? We've done like body, immune, stress, but there's been emotional traps as well. So how can it help you? And what sort of things can people kind of come to you for in terms of like what's wrong with them?
Allergies are a big one. Stomach issues, so digestion issues, skin problems, which is generally linked to the digestion, like you said, yeah. anxiety, depression, bipolar, any sort of mental health problems, high stress at work. A lot of my clients actually recently have just come in because they're just not feeling themselves. They just feel and go, well, what do you want to get from the session? And they just go, well, I just want to feel balanced again. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't necessarily know what that means, but they know that they're just not right.
Which means that they're how powerful the body really is, because they can feel yeah. that something's off. Like the amount of times I've yeah. come to you and been like, I feel like I can eat chicken, or I really want chicken, or I feel like I can have some milk now. And funnily enough, you test it and I can.
Your intuition, yeah. yeah. Everything that is throughout your development with kinesiology, you know, given you're a very intuitive person already and you are very, very healthy, but you've said very kindly, you know that health kinesiology is one of the main things that have got you
absolutely.
To this point. But you have done a lot of the groundwork, for example, the change of eating habits and the exercise and whatever you have done in between the sessions. That's the body self-healing. Kinesiology has unblocked the traffic jams to clear that mind fog for you to see clearly mm-hmm. and handle situations and know what to do. So it's not necessarily holding your hand every step of the way. It's empowering yeah. the client to take control of their life. Like with my IBS, kinesiology got me to an amazing new height level, yeah. but I still suffered a little bit.
Yeah.
But what really topped it off with me changing my nutrition, like personally, I stopped eating meat and I don't have IBS anymore. But yeah. that wasn't the kinesiology. That was my choice of nutrition, yeah. but I wouldn't have made it there unless it was for the kinesiology.
Yeah. So they go hand in hand. And I think that's yeah. what's so powerful about it. And I think, you know, I've obviously like put forward a few of my friends and stuff to come and see you, and they've been like amazed at the changes. And I think, as you said, like, so we focus on like what immune system, hormones, allergies, mm-hmm. what other things, emotions. I know that we've done a lot of work on like communication messages that you bring off. Explain a little bit more about that to people. Like, remember we did that work on like what we put off to other people.
So I sort of combine a little bit of emotion code with health kinesiology. Well, okay. you'll find that each practitioner does work very differently and you will have sort of different toolkits to use. I've incorporated emotion code, but some people might Can I use you as an example?
You can use me as an example. I bet all on this podcast, everyone knows everything about me.
Okay. So, for example, if I remember correctly, you noticed that people would always resonate with your business partner and not come to you. So, for example, you walk into a place and they all go to her and be really, really friendly. But then after a while, they'll warm up to you and then start realizing, oh, Becky's lovely. You subconsciously recognized that and thought, hang on a minute. But it wasn't something that you might have picked up on. So that came up in a session. And basically, it was almost like someone had written on your forehead, I am busy. And that's the energy that you were giving off. People can read that. People can read your energy. So subconsciously, people walking up to you and can read that, go, she's busy. So I'm going to talk to your business partner.
Yeah.
So as soon as I cleared that, you said, didn't you, people started to come up
to
you.
They wouldn't leave me alone.
Yeah. Now you're like, then after that, we had to do it almost the other way around.
Yeah.
I'm available.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what's so amazing is like the reason why I want to open up this conversation. Obviously, I want to share health kinesiology to people as just an incredible tool and practice to help their health. But I really want to open up this conversation about energy and how not only can we trap it, but also what we give off to other people. And how is that? How is that even possible that I can give off an energy that someone can read from me?
So go back to GCSE.
Yeah.
Chemistry. Everything's an atom. You're vibrating. Everything's a vibration.
Yeah.
So when you hear a sound, a nice soothing meditation, it's a nice sound. Mm-hmm. It matches your vibration. When you hear like a high pitched, that's a stressful sound. That vibration of the sound doesn't match your vibration. So it's the same with people. You know, everyone has their own vibration. That's why when you walk into a room and someone's had an argument, you can sense it, even though no one is arguing when you've walked in there. We're all reading people all the time, hence why people judge a book by its cover, you know. That's why people instantly have an opinion on people, because subconsciously we're able to read their energy. Right. And that's why I always say, trust your instinct. You know, when you meet someone and you're thinking, oh, I'm not sure about that person, but you really, really like give them a go because everyone else likes them.
Yeah.
Eventually you know that your intuition was right. And that, you know,
they're
lovely person, but it might not just match your vibration and then they're not for you.
So when you're working through, so you've got someone on the bed, how does it work in sense of like, obviously I came to you specifically regarding my hormones, and guys, I had been backwards and forwards. I'd shared my journey on social media quite a lot about my hormones. I'd seen a gynecologist, I'd come off the pill, I'd balanced my hormones. I had done everything I thought I needed to do. And I still just was like at a wit's end with it. And we came in, didn't we? And I'd had loads of tests. And I remember you said to me that you'd found that I was like having an allergic reaction to my own progesterone. So at that point in my cycle. So how do you know what areas to look at on someone's body? Like where to go? What do you work through to kind of know, right, we're talking about hormones today?
I have no idea what we're doing until you're on the couch. So when you're on the couch and our muscle test you, there's sort of specialist questions. You know, I've got files coming out of sort of cupboards and whatever, but it's just like a spider diagram of questioning. So I go, you know, am I going here, here, here? But through that specialist questioning, it guides me into step one, step two, and step three.
Okay,
so I think it was one of the first things, wasn't it? The allergy.
Yeah, it was one of the biggest things. And then when you're clearing stuff, so say we're working with something like a hormone imbalance or an emotion that we might be feeling or something that we're giving off, what is the process of clearing? What does that mean? Because anyone who's ever had this before, there's a lot of yawning that goes on. So why the yawning? Firstly, I guess, what is it about the yawning that is like kind of releasing? Because, I mean, I'm about to yawn now.
It's the energy shift. I don't know if you've noticed when you're on the tube, do you yawn more? Like some people who are more empathic than others will notice, actually, you might not recognize this, but like notice when you're in a crowded room, do you feel like you're more tired? Do you yawn? Because that's what I do. It's just shiftings of energy. So that's what happens in a session. Yeah.
So is that actually what a yawn is, a shift of an energy?
When you're tired, I don't know, but I do know that I yawn a lot when I'm not tired.
Yeah.
And that's when I know it's a shift of energy. Yeah. Whether it's mine or someone else's, I'm not sure. It's the energy shifting. It's almost like my toolkit to know that what I've done is completed. So I'm like, oh, that's shifted,
And so I really want to talk about trapped emotions, because I think this is something that's been really powerful. And like little things, like I've come to you and I feel like really sensitive this month, and I feel like everyone is like really upsetting me and they're not even doing anything wrong, and we've like released that. Or I remember you've gone to me, you're holding like grief in your stomach. So what does that mean when we like hold on to emotions and we hold them on in certain places in our body? Why is that?
There are certain, don't ask me what emotions were because I've got them all written down, but there's so many I can't remember. But there are some emotions that resonate to some parts of the body.
Okay, fine.
But this is how health kinesiology can help with, for example, top of my brain, breast cancer.
Yeah.
Because there's certain emotions, every ailment, every illness that we have, there's a certain emotional attachment to why we get them. So going back to gut health, all these probiotics and eating well, but that's just fixing the symptom, but not going to the root cause. With breast cancer, there is a pattern with it. And it's women who mother that don't like to be helped, and they put all their energy into other people, and they are the mum, and that's it. There's way more to it, but that's an emotional attachment. Those emotions, they get drawn towards the breast, and then that almost sort of lower vibration will then develop into a cancer, for an example.
Yeah,
that's sort of how holistic therapists see things. So there's always an emotional reason why we have certain
element. I mean, I'm such a believer of that, and there's been a few podcast episodes, and anyone who's listening to this will really remember the one with like Shaman Durek, and he said, you know, I've been on deathbeds of people with cancer before and been like, why are you here? And he was like, when I really ask them, they know the answer. What is that as well in terms of knowing the answer? He'll be like, they actually physically said, I've been in a relationship for 20 years that I wasn't happy in, and I think that's why. And like, there's been a few times where you've said to me, okay, you're holding on to an emotion from like 12 years ago, can you remember what that is? And I always remember what that is, even though I'm like, how the hell am I going to remember? What is that about us that we just remember, or we just know?
There's a lot of times that clients don't remember, but deep down inside, we all have our intuition. Deep down inside, we have that inner voice that tells us what's right and what's wrong for us. But do we listen to it? Majority of the people don't. You know, you're in a fast-paced, you know, job in London. It's, you've got to get up and go. So when your body's saying rest, you're like, I've got no time to rest. People don't listen or recognise what their gut feeling says, that sort of those butterflies, your intuition.
Yeah.
You know, don't necessarily.
So it's like tuning in a lot more to you and who you are and what goes right for you. And
and I think with health kinesiology, it gets you to understand your body, recognise your body, for you to listen to those signs. But also in a session as well, you're a lot more relaxed. And when I say, you know, was there a situation at this age,
you
when you're relaxed,
figure it out.
You're listening way more.
So when we're holding on to these emotions, how much of them are from our own personal emotions, or how much of that have you seen has like come from other people that might have put on you, or past life stuff? Because I know that we've done a lot of work around the fact that you're like, oh, you're actually carrying something from your mum, or you're carrying something from someone else,
your ancestral line.
Yeah,
a lot of emotions. That's why, you know, you're just like your mother or your father, and but their father was like their father, and you know, so on and so forth. Emotions can get trapped within the layers of the onion that I spoke about. Yeah. It can get passed down through generations. So, I mean, one example.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But I mean, it can be thousands of generations, and I'm sure, but the most I've got to is like 90 generations ago.
Wow.
where I cleared an emotion from 90 generations ago. That's a long time. I can't even work out how long that is. And it picks up again and again, that same emotion, that same repetitive behavioral pattern, but we don't understand why. You know, there's certain relationships you have with people. One client hasn't got the best relationship with her sister, but her sister is so loving and she's so loving. They're both lovely, but they've just never really got on. You know, is that ancestral problems? You know, probably. And that's something that we're sort of clearing. So,
And in terms of like relationships, so you've touched on that, we've also done some work on like emotional cords and like cutting of cords that have been like attached to other people. What's an emotional cord? And like, what does that kind of look like? And what are we talking about when we're saying we're cutting it?
So when we meet anyone, we build an energetic cord. So imagine this sort of umbilical cord from your stomach to the other person. And when that's healthy, then you'll feel good, the other person feels good, you'll go off home and you'll forget about that person if it is just meeting in a shop, for example, or if it's a friend, it would just be all fine and happy and you won't think anything of it. When that becomes toxic or unhealthy, if you've had an argument, if your vibrations aren't matching, that's when it can form in other parts of your body and you might subconsciously be feeling emotions that aren't necessarily yours. By cutting that cord energetically and rebuilding a healthy new one if needs be, or just cutting it, that's stopping the connection, the energetic connection of you feeding off someone else.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault. It's not your fault. You know, it's not they're a horrible person, you're a horrible person, or it is just one of those energetic things. But primarily also, if a cord's not meant to be cut, then it will energetically form again.
We did quite a lot of that work around. I think we had one with my mum, and then we had one with like a family member, but you just built a healthy one. And then we had one, which was definitely my ex-boyfriend. And it was really profound to cut that cord with him because it had been 6 years of shit with him. And he wasn't a bad person. We were on great terms, but we both knew that there was a cord there that was just really strange. Like we would turn the corner and he'd be,
we'd get drawn to each other.
We'd bump into each other. We would walk past each other. His office ended up being at the end of my road. And we both just questioned loads of times, like, is the universe, you know, putting us together because we're meant to be together? And actually it was never that at all. There was just like this emotional cord from all the trauma I think we'd been through from when we were together. That meant that we were constantly being connected. It was almost like I was expecting to see him. And I think that's something that doesn't really get spoken about. And in general, I think there'll be a lot of people listening to this a bit unsure about or like interested in the power of energy. And I guess from what we've worked through, I guess it's probably really good to like give them a bit of example. So we did my hormones, didn't we? We've cleared what the issue was. And honestly, like I had so many doctors testing my hormone imbalances and they found like certain levels of certain things were low. But since I've seen you, like I am not bloated anymore. I go to the toilet regularly. I've cut out meat, which I'd already started doing, but we've figured out that I can have certain bits, haven't we? We've not really done as many allergies because I feel like I'd got on top of a lot of that stuff.
You came in because you actually were lactose intolerant, weren't you?
Yeah.
We have touched on it as a whole, but I do specific allergy corrections, don't I? I have vials of substances, but dairy or lactose was not one of them. And that's how health kinesiology looks at the whole of your body. It's just sort of balanced it out and your body has healed itself from other things, even though I haven't touched it. Like talking about allergies just quickly, with hormones, people might be thinking, what the hell, how can you be allergic to your own hormones? But we can be allergic to anything that our body produces. We can be allergic to anything.
Yeah.
We can be allergic to bacteria. We can be allergic to viruses. Hence why some people get a flu and not be that ill. Some people get a flu and almost die. They're allergic to that virus. And we can develop that allergy through life. You know, I've got certain vials that I can corrects that allergy with. It's almost like the cell, your cells are dyslexic and it can't read what that substance is. So it goes, I don't know what that is. Attack. So what
is essentially what happens in the body when you have a reaction to something.
So it reports back to base and it goes, don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm freaking out here. So what the health kinesiologist would do is use specialist tools, acupressure points to correct, almost gently shake up the cell for it to recognize what that substance is. And when you're producing your hormones, it goes, okay, that's progesterone. So this is what it does. And rather than freaking out at that certain time of the month when it's being produced more, hence why your emotions are all over the place.
So then that's allergy work. So you work around food allergies and then also like allergies and things. So actually, really interestingly, we've done a lot of the work around the fact that like foreign bodies in my body, I get allergic reactions to, don't we? So like we did one about when I had an MRI and I had like fluid in my body and I had an allergic reaction to that. So for anyone listening, you already obviously have figured out I'm a super sensitive body. I just get reactions and like really take on other people's energy quite a lot. So we've done a lot of work around that, haven't we? And like building up my energy. What other things do people tend to kind of come to you for?
Fertility issues.
So how can you help with that?
It's the same process in a way that the body isn't working how it should work. We're looking at the whole body as a whole, so we're just balancing out everything. It could be hormones, it could be emotions, it could be stress in the cells and stress in your tissues. Could be amongst anything, but looking at it as a whole, it's just rebalancing the body and for it to self-heal and produce the eggs or produce the semen how it should. Migraines, got a lot of clients with migraines. Also, actually interesting enough, you know, if you've had an injury, accident or injury, you know, aches and pains, you know, you go to an osteopath who are amazing, but sometimes that's not enough.
Yeah.
But that might be a trauma in your tissues. Your tissues will remember that trauma and you might need, you know, that health kinesiologist to sort of release that trauma from the cells and the tissues.
Yeah. So we had that with my shoulder, didn't we? Remember, I dislocated my shoulder and then I couldn't get rid of that niggly pain inside of my shoulder. But even though I was like rehabbing and healing it, and you were like, you've trapped the emotion of panic in your shoulder and it's still there and we need to release that. And I've been in moments where like I came back off holiday, and anyone that follows me will know I had a really stressful return from my holiday and a quite a stressful time while I was away, and I just knew that I needed to see you, and we totally like regained my energy and put everything in place that needed to be in place. So I guess what you're saying is the importance of health is that our energy is all in balance, right? And in flow. So you're trying to remove any imbalances anywhere.
Any imbalances, any blockages, anything that's stuck. You know, and even still, you know, within a session, I'm moving a lot of energy, you know, I'm yawning my head off, the energy's shifting.
Yeah.
Even that energy can get stuck.
Yeah.
So I just guide it by, you know, specialist tools, guide it in the right direction.
And how can we expect to feel after a session with you? Because this is one of the things I really want to like pay quite an interest to. I'm obviously quite open to the fact that when you release an energy or you're dealing with a certain thing in your life, and I have to be honest, guys listening to this, like, there's been so many times where I've been dealing with a bunch of stuff for a month, and I'll go to India and I'm like, I've just really had an off month and these things keep coming up, and then we'll lay on the bed and like that, lo and behold, is exactly what comes up and what we release. And it'll be like, whether it's being sensitive around people, whether I remember last month or a couple of months ago, I was like, I just feel like I have no energy, I'm exhausted all the time, and I just feel like I'm missing something. And then you did the session and you found that I was missing a lot of micronutrients and nutrients and vitamins in my diet. And I knew that I was missing stuff in my diet from somewhere, especially with going kind of newly vegan / not actually being vegan, but cutting out meat essentially. I knew that I was missing stuff and you kind of picked that up. But in terms of how people can feel, I know that there's been some sessions that I've come away and I've actually felt like shit for a month because I've been releasing all of those things that we've been talking about. I know people who, like, you know, for me it was instant when I saw you that my skin cleared up, but I know that there's been people who essentially their skin might get worse before it gets better. So what can people expect to feel once they come off? Because even a very close friend of mine was like, oh yeah, like I feel really good, and then I really realized that like this relationship with someone I had at work has really changed, but I hadn't really noticed that it changed, but it had checked. Like, yeah, I guess what can someone expect to feel, or do they not always feel?
To start with, a lot of people are scared to necessarily come to a holistic therapist. They are scared that things are going to come up. So one, I'd like to highlight the fact that I'm not a counsellor or, you know, a psychologist, so you won't be sitting there talking about your problems and me reverting back to certain traumatic times. It's very much, we go through a brief questionnaire, case history, you know, you tell me as much or as little as you feel you need to, and we work out what we need to do to move on.
Yeah.
You know, we've just got to trust that the body knows how much and how quickly and how slowly to process information and how hard or how soft to start with. You didn't cry the first session. A lot of people do cry. Some people do cry during the session. Wow. Some people afterwards feel that they just need a release. But how great do you feel after that's released, right?
For sure.
So that's the body knowing how to handle that situation. But generally, people feel a lot lighter after, like straight after, like 9 times out of 10 people say, well, I feel like a weight has lifted. And then, you know, for 2 or 3 days up to a week, you might feel really tired, but anything is normal. There's no right or wrong way. Yeah. Some people might just not feel anything and that's also okay. But I do advise everyone to sort of, if you're worried, just give me a call. But it just shows that the energy is shifting and things are moving. You know, the health kinesiology is working. I can't really tell you this is how you're going to feel because everyone is different.
So the one thing I did want to talk about was crystals, because we've obviously used some crystals in some of the practices and to like balance things and clear things out, or like sometimes you make me wear them for like a whole month. So how does it work in terms of the crystals that you use, or why you use them and what their power is essentially?
All these crystals are amazing. So they're not just any crystals. They have an extra intention, extra meaning behind it. They're called life transformers, which are amazing. I'll give you the handle to put in.
Yeah, definitely do.
Anyone can order them online now. They've updated their website. There's certain crystals used for certain emotional healing. So there's crystals for healing. There's crystals for relationships. There's crystals from protection from electromagnetic frequencies, which is your phones. There's crystals from overcoming anxiety. There's crystals from sexual fulfillment. You know, there's such a vast range of these. And I use them in the session to almost fast forward healing when I use them. When the body's ready to go right, fresh, like let's get loads done. That's when I use a variety of the different crystals. They all have a different meaning and then it fast forwards the healing. But yeah, when you wear them, they have specific places of the body that work mostly.
Okay, fine.
Sometimes you need to wear it near your stomach, your navel, which is obviously very awkward, but that's why you wear them.
Yeah, how does someone even wear that there?
What I do is attach it to some elastic.
Elastic,
whack it over your head and have it underneath your jumper. Yeah, each crystal has a specific area where you need to wear it. I always advise that at the end of each day, just rinse underwater just to cleanse it from the day's energy. But they're so powerful. I love them. I'm wearing one now.
Yeah, this I haven't had. I did think that the other day that I've not worn one. I actually did wear one in my bra the other day, a nice rose one. But I think I remember speaking to one of my friends who's been to see you, and she's like, I wear one in my bra all the time now. And it's just really helped with like my relationship with someone at work. What other tools do you tend to use? I know we've done a lot of having to say things out loud that I've had to go away and do.
Yeah, so affirmations is one thing I might get clients to do. The crystals is another thing. Magnets, I use a lot of magnets that works very deeply at a tissue level, at a cellular level, where it almost controls the speed of the healing. It balances out the chakras as well. Thoughts, so I get you, don't I, to think of certain words, certain sentences. And I use a specialist toolkit, really, but it's basically holding acupressure points, which the energy pattern of the thoughts, those certain words, those certain sentences, along with holding the acupressure points, that is shifting the energy and I'm getting it flowing again. It's almost like the words I get you to think, the sentences I get you to think, almost creates a stress with the body.
Yeah.
So I then hold the acupressure points and that releases the stress.
Yeah. Makes sense. I think for me, this is quite a different kind of episode to what I would normally do, focusing on obviously the power of the energy and balancing it out and ensuring we're talking about it, but also actually physically talking about a practice. And I think for me, it's something that I think is super important because as Alternatively Healthy, the whole reason the magazine started, it was because I knew that alternative methods to health and healing were exactly what had healed me from so many of my things. You know, I have been there. I have done it. I have gone to the doctors. I've been given the sticky notes. They take IBS tablets. I have tried absolutely everything there is in the book. And I'm like case study for someone who is the most allergic, insensitive person. I am such an annoying person. And it's only these sort of practices that have officially, like, honestly really helped me. So for me, it was really important that I did do an episode where we were physically talking about a practice, because at the end of the day, this is about what the magazine is about. And I want to spread and share how important it is. And by now, most of the people listening, you'll understand how important our energy is to our overall health and well-being. I talk about it as a personal trainer. There has been tons of episodes now on people talking about how your energy is like the basis of your health. It is the basis of what you give off to other people. It is the basis of your happiness. It's the basis of you losing weight. You know, I feel like since the last 6 months since I've been doing all of this work. I was literally just saying in an episode before, I feel physically in the best shape I have been in a long time. And yes, that will be because I don't work out as hard as I used to, and I incorporate more meditation and yoga. And yes, I've been doing health kinesiology. I think it's a number of things. But for me, I genuinely feel like my body functions and my energy is flowing. And I can always tell now that I've done this kinesiology, I can always tell when I'm out, when I'm out.
Of, talks to you.
Yeah, I feel it.
So that's what we, as people, don't recognize, those signs. Your body tells you all the time what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's whether you listen to it.
Yeah.
Whether you stop and recognize and ask that question, what is my body telling me?
I truly believe that health kinesiology is, honestly, I could not rave about it enough. India's a good friend of mine, but this is just like one of the most powerful things I've ever done. And I've given it to so many other people when they've told me how amazing it is too. But for me, I just feel like you said, when you said so perfectly, like health kinesiology can help you remove those blocks, but it also like helps you along your way to make other changes. And I think that's exactly what, like you said, for me, it's given me this heightened awareness of my body so that I feel like I can come to you and be like, India, I'm not feeling great and I don't know where or why, but I know it's something. Or like, I actually feel really good. I feel like I can maybe start eating some, like I remember saying to you, I really weirdly feel like I want some chicken and that I can drink some milk. And I have not had, guys, I've been intolerant to dairy since I was literally 3 weeks old. They clocked it the moment I was a baby. I had a rash all over my face and I've not had any milk since. Yes, I've had some butter and some cheese, and when I was at uni, like, cheese was my life and I was really ill, hence all the issues again. But for me to now be able to feel like I can do those things if I want to, and I generally feel better for cutting meat out, and it isn't a choice for the animal. I probably shouldn't even say that, but like, I am pleased that I'm being more conscious. But honestly, like, I just want to personally thank you for the work that you've done. And guys, if you're listening to this, I know this is quite a different podcast to what we're normally talking about, because we're actually obviously very much talking about a practice, but please check out India. Please go and have a session with her. It will never be one session, really. Also, is it? People need more than one.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a get well quick scheme.
Yeah, so like everything we've been preaching for the last like five episodes, your health is not a quick fix. It is something that takes a while, and I think that's the thing with this industry, and especially with alternative methods of healing, like, they aren't quick fixes. But I don't know, I think for me, clearing my acne up that I'd had for a year and balancing my hormones that I'd been dealing for a year, it was a pretty quick fix after one session.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you when I reached out to you, you were in a pretty low place.
Yeah,
right?
I was at the doctor's on my stories, like crying.
Well, quite a few weeks.
Yeah.
A long time.
You so after your session,
you know, that was a huge, huge shift.
Yeah.
It didn't fix all the problems, but you notice a huge change. But it does depend client to client.
Yeah.
But you will start seeing dramatic changes.
India, thank you so much for joining. I hope we kind of gave you a bit of a good overview as to what health kinesiology is. And just also, again, like reiterating how powerful your energy is. If you want to get in touch with India, I'm sure she would love for you to slide into her DMs. All her handles and links will be available at the bottom and on the show notes. But also, personally, if you want to reach out and ask me any questions, I am more than happy to share what I have personally dealt with, from trapping grief to trap just so many emotions. A lot of mine was emotions and toxins, wasn't it? Please feel free to reach out and I'll personally give any kind of feedback from what I've had. But India, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. You're an angel.
You have been listening to the Alternatively Healthy Wellness Podcast series by Becky Raven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Please feel free to leave your comments and feedback below, and don't forget to give us a lovely little rating. For more information on our podcasts, other episodes, and to find out more about what we do, please visit www.alternativelyhealthy.co.uk. And remember, shaping the healthiest version of you means looking purely at you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.